Say the beginning pass by Yishlach. Vayiro Yaakov Me'oid. Yaakov was very afraid. Vayetzaloy. Vayachas is the Amish, where he thought it's the son of a call, the Malam Shem Achanoy. So he's very nervous because he got back to report that Esav's coming with his 400 men. So he's very nervous. So what was he nervous about? So Rashi says, Vayiro Vayetzal. The Beis Halevi has a whole Mahalach, and the Vayiro Vayetzal, the Fiyashin's Mahalach. That he was worried about two things, Yaakov. He was worried about maybe Yisrael is a physical danger, a spiritual danger. So the spirit of the Yiva Yisrael is going on the two things of the spiritual and the physical. That even if Yisrael wasn't going to kill him physically, but he realized that Yisrael had a plan, and I'll hook up with him and I'll influence him. So that's how he learns about Yiva Yisrael. But the Maisa, So Vayetzel we know is a much stronger lashon of tzar. Vayir is a fear. Vayetzel very pained him. What was the pain? Zok Rashi Shema Yarg Zachem. And the shaila is. What's Pshat Shema Yarag Zachem? What's the Shaila? What do you mean Shema Yarag Zachem? Why would we kill them? There's Allah in Shulchan Aruch. There's Allah in the Chayim. Allah is So what's Yaakov word Shema Yarag Zachem? If you kill somebody, it would be Bedin. So the Sitzel Chum Bemis is barred by this kash. I mean, everybody should be barred by this kash. The Sitzel Chum is barred. The Sitzel Chum says, Yeshe first, Yaakov HaYor, Shema Yaakov, is Esau v'Yitzchak. V'Yitzchak Yitzchak Yitzchak. He's worried. If he kills Yitzchak, Esau, it's going to cause pain to Yitzchak, his father. Because we know Yitzchak loved Esau. So Mela, if he kills Esau, it's going to cause pain to Esau. That's also a matreg. Another Psari says that Shem Yag is supposed to Shem Yag is a chesed, the Shtikal Torah, that the Esav who was coming to get Esav was coming to get Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, and he was worried that maybe the Anoshim that were Esav were coming, he's going to kill them because he'll kill them, and they really weren't coming to kill him, only Esav was. Oh, even though they were running after the Anoshim Achim were running after the brothers, but that doesn't give him a head, so he has to try to stop them. The halach is if the brother is running after you, so there's a shita which is Zuchan brings the shita bring the Mishnah Melech that if he's running after you, you can kill him without trying to stop him first. The halach is if he's running after you, a roid is running after the person, you have to try to stop, shoot him in the leg first. Over here, but the halach is that person who's being run after, him himself does not have to be a doctor, just somebody else who's a matzah. So he wants to say that's the pshat. The Gabi Esav is not worried about killing Esav. Esav is a roidif on him. Shein came the Achirim, they're not roidif on him, they're roidif on his children. The Gabi his children, that is the din of, he's a matzah, he's not a nirduf, the Gabi there, he's only a matzah. The Gabi a matzah is the din, you have to be doctored, and he was worried that maybe he won't be doctored. That's the Sitzel Chum's prayer. Yishmak in halacha, Yishmak is Yidushim in halacha. I want to say the Pasha pshat without getting into the whole thing. Shami Yag is Achirim. He'll kill somebody else. And that's why it says Achirim, because it just doesn't matter who it is. He just want to kill anyway, anybody. And the Yisoid being that Yaakov Avinu was a pristine soul. He had worked on himself very, very, very to a high level. And even though there would be a heter to kill, well, a Maisa, when a person does a Maisa Achzorius, famous Rosh Hashanah, we once spoke out. Rosh Hashanah says that the Nosan left after the parasha of the Ir HaNidachas. With Allah, you have to wipe out the whole Ir HaNidachas. I see that worship, you have to kill out the men, women, and children. The Pasuk says right after the Nosan Chorach Murichamcha. Says the Orachaim HaKadosh, why do you need a special bracha? Because since the mice, you're doing a mice achzori, you're killing all the mitzvah, but it's a mice achzori. And therefore, even Makom Mitzvah, if you didn't have the bracha, it would taint your soul. A person that kills somebody, even if he has to kill on the premises that he has to kill, it still taints the soul. He's doing a mice achzori, he's killing somebody, it's a mice achzori. It could be that's the pshat. Yaakov was afraid. But the Yetzer law, he was even more afraid of Yaakov. So it comes out of Murdik Tahir and Muslims, he said. So Yaakov is more worried of himself being hurt. He's more worried that he's going to hurt somebody else. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? The Teretz is partial to feed. Because there, Yaakov was worried about his Ruchni, whether it was his Madrig of Shlemus. And if he gets killed, okay. He still retains his Shlemus. He goes to other mouths with Shlemus. But if he kills somebody else, it might taint his Shlemus. In the midavach, will become a midavach zarius, and therefore he didn't want to taint his. If he has to come, he has to come. But maybe he's going to kill somebody. He has to come to that zarius. And this is Beitzim Tosfos says in Baba Kama. First, be more careful, worried that being worried that not to get damaged, that to damage somebody. He should be more worried damaging somebody else to get damaged. And okay, I'll be partial to try to just that you shouldn't. But it's also to me, this is a sign that we have to be careful about. We have to be more look out at how we affect others than how others affect us. And this is a tremendous, tremendous disorder, by side, that a person has to know. And the Mishapur Rahataka Chelik Aleph, he took it away. I think the truth is the Yisod of Dorachayim HaKadosh, in the Chelik Aleph, in the Mishnah Berurah, Bema says the Yisod of Dorachayim, that a person acts for my Zori, it taints his whole Mitzias, he becomes an absolute good person. The Mishnah Berurah in Chelik Aleph, with Simon Aleph, says, unbelievable Zah. He says that a person, he says over here that if there are people that are mal'igin all of, there are people that are making fun of you, when you do Yavod Hashem, don't be misbiased from that, the Rambam says. Don't be embarrassed. If you do Yavod Hashem, don't worry about that. So he says there, or he says before that, he says that a person shouldn't be worried about these people, right? A person shouldn't worry about these people that are making fun of him, and the people that are joking around. You should do your mitzvah and be strong about it. Va'akol panim, though, he says, well, you skirt your moms. He says, don't fight with them. Don't start off with them. You do your mitzvah, let them laugh. Why? Why should I start up with that? The guy's making fun of putting on tefillah. Give it back to them. So, because the meat of azus, of chutzpah, is megunah. Even you're doing avodas Hashem isbok, don't mishkamish with the midah of chutzpah. Why not? I'm doing avodas Hashem. Even for the midah. Why? Ki yikne kinyan b'nafshay. The yos az afilu shalom b'kam avodas isbok. Mefurish Mishnah Berurah. Let's come out. Orachaim says Mefurish Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that even for avodas Hashem, Yaakov's gonna kill Esav. It's avodas Hashem. Because Shmuel wants. Don't get involved. Why? If you don't have to. Why? Because it's going to cause and to be kind of that meter of it. There's a tremendous yisoid of it. That's why you have to be mindful of it, especially in certain meters. But Midas Al-Zari is cruelty is one of the worst meter a person could have. Known for many, many chazalim that way. An achzor by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a terrible meter. So a person has to know that even when he wants to use the Avodas Hashem, he wants to be ma'afakir, achzorius, he wants to be cruel, or whatever you call chutzpah, and azus, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to be very, very careful. Because it's koyin akim b'nash. In the same way, Rabbi Yisrael Lechor, Midah Torah Meru, or whatever you say, Lechor, the same way, any Midah that you're mishtamish with, it's koyin akim b'nash, even if a person's not holding by it. A person can be koyin akim b'nash. So there's two sides of the coin over here. A person has to know that he has to be. Yaakov Avinu was teaching us Yisoy, that if a person wants to go to Shem, even if it's for Avodas Hashem, sometimes a person feels, I have to act in a certain way, I have to act with the Midas Azuz, I have to act with the Midas, you know, of Chutzah, I have to go against the grain because I want to protect Avodas Hashem. You have to realize it's very, very delicate to desire, because at the end of the day, you're going to learn because of that Midas of Azuz, and that's what Mishnah was saying it, because it's one of the worst Midas Azuz. And if a person has it in the wrong way, it's mamash something very, very garua b'yoisi. And therefore, that's why he says stay away from it. to the first again. Unless, I guess, the person has to, he has to. Like says the bit in Shatzi, and he says it's time out of this Chol Hashem. I have to go through it. But the Ma'aseh Sovah Shel Dover. And the other way also, but this is why I always say that when it's nogeya, midas hachesed, a person can be clean, even if a person is not a baal chesed yet. And that work on it becoming a real giving to a person. But if a person practices that midah, avada, it's going to be clean and kinyan asha. As though be, the Mishnah says that midas achzoris. If you go even if you even do it, avada Hashem, you're going to start to be clean and stay away. It's kosher v'kavachoyma the stomach by midas toivis. The more, even a person's not holding by it. Let's say a person's not a baal chesed. A person doesn't have the midah of avas abrius, avas chaveiro. But after the chama, he's not. But if a person practices meisim, zok the mishpat. We see from here, you saw God that if you do meisim, even if you're doing meisim, even vavodes Hashem, you kavonis vavodes Hashem. But that's a meisim, a meisa of azus. It's nikna b'navsho amidas azus. So the same vein, if you do mice of ches, even though you're not holding by, but you practice mice of ches, you're kinyan b'nafshu, kinyan, kinyan of ches, be a baal ches. Madrig of avas of ches, madrig of chanino, of merciful on people, you do mice of a merciful. So the mice, it's a powerful lesson of us, because if I don't, the Ika Avodas HaAdam, is to be married. The Goyin says, we said it over a few times, I mean, the Goyin says that in Evan Shloim, Goyin says that the Ika Avodas HaAdam Ba'olam Hazeh is to work on his midos. Vimlav Lama Lachayim. Vimlav Lama Lachayim, that's the lotion of the Goyin. And I always say the Makor for the Goyin is a possible Chumash. The Makor for the Goyin is a possible Chumash. The Pasuk says by Rivka, Rivka said to Yaakov that Yaakov, if you know, Rivka said to Yitzchak that Yaakov has to run away. He has to go to Padan Aram. She didn't want to tell because he has to run away from Esav, but she has to run away. Why? Because Katzti b'chaya b'nei b'nos ches. He can't marry b'nos ches. Katzti b'chaya. My life has no meaning if he marries someone b'nos ches. What does that mean? So the ties I want to attach as the Mepharshim say that Benois Chesum Knan, as the Drosh Haran says, they had a problem in Midas. That's why Avram Foket sent Yitzchak to the Eliezer to get a wife from his family. Avram sent to Eliezer because Knan was about Midas. Nimsu, when Rivka says, Katzti b'chayim, my wife is not worth anything. Because of Benois Ches, he was saying that life is not worth it if there's no Midas. That's what Kilo says. This is Makar Nemo for the Goyim. It's that Goyim said, that's the whole task of a person working on his midas. What are you telling? You have to learn Torah, you have to be Talmud Chacham. That's the stuff. No. Rivka gave us the Katzah of Chayat. Yaakov could be the greatest Talmud Chacham. But if he's a man, but place, that means the children could be a great Talmud Chacham. They're going to be concerned with midas. Katzah of Chayat is the whole task. So that's the Ikka of Hodesh HaAdam. That means a person has to continuously work. So I think that it's Dovah Pasha, but it's Dovah Pasha Ad Ma'oid. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu don't tell yourself the Vada Esal Ela Ezek and Egdo. And Rashi says Ezek and Egdo. I think it's a double posher ad ma'oid. The whole institutional man, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made that the shlemus of a person goes to others. This is only with each who's Ezek and Egdo. The Ezek is connected. That's what I learned. The Ezek is connected. The Ezek is that special connected. Why is that the Ezek? Because the task of a person is to reach shlemus. And what shlemus even in midas? How is it shas a person to reach shlemus in midas? If he doesn't work on it, he's not going to work on it. How does he work on it? He has to know that there's somebody connected, somebody different, somebody that he has to be mechazal, he's different. So what's the pshat? That even though the person's a whole different world, and you have to go and do mechazal and do things, even though you're terrible, you're different, you don't have to add something, maybe as the rotson or whatever it is. But why? Because you're playing the key in the show. You have to lower, you humble yourself, you have to do whatever. The story of man, that's what's created. Yitzhar Adam, the Tzuris Adam is never in the titles of marriage, because in that word the person perfects himself. Like, he's cutting the key in Asher by doing chesed, by doing things. And there's a tremendous vorabazah, because for two ways. First of all, to solidify the order, but solidify the marriage. A person knows that the more he does the chesed, sometimes, like I said, he's not in the mood, He's not, he's in a grumpy mood, he's not so happy. He becomes home and he knows that if I'm going to act a certain way towards my wife, I'm going to be kind of kidding Nasha. Act a little bit cruel, I'm not going to act so kind. We don't mean cruel, I'm showing you, but something not so kind, you know, can talk a certain way, can act a certain way. You have to be mizrach, because if you're kind of kidding Nasha, your tachas is to reach slavers. Your tachas is to become this other mashalim. And if you're going to act a little cruel, and so Hashem put, I mean, so what do we, what, occur when it's a problem? Why am I in a situation where I have to come home every night to a situation where, you know, I have to answer, I have to talk, I have to do this? Blame us all of them. And every time you act with a chesed, every time you come home, and instead of, you know, you're not in the mood, and your wife asks you like a stupid, I don't want to say stupid, but it's something, you know, something that you're not in the mood of answering, and you break your meters, and you're not cool, you don't say a derogatory way, you don't put it down, or you say, oh, that's a nice, you know, and you answer the question, you know, why is she asking this question? It makes no sense. Why are we talking about this? It's wasting my time right now. She's talking about how creamy peanut butter is. She likes it better than Skippy's. The nutty peanut butter, she likes it better. She likes, you know, this cream shaboy, and the nuts is not so good. And you're sitting there like, what am I doing over here? You know, like, what is this? The carrots is over here. That moment you're listening and giving the ear and not being cruel. So if you act as, oh, you know, just be quiet already, you know, like, you say it nicely, but you just like, let me, but say it. Oh, can you be nafshah? Sorry. Or you can say, wow, that is so interesting, Skippy peanut butter. That is like one of the most amazing things I've ever heard. You can't do it like that. It sounds real. I'm saying that's really interesting. You know that you spent two hours in the supermarket picking out which peanut butter you're gonna buy. That's like so amazing. Enjoy tomorrow's trip also. I'd like to hear about tomorrow's experience in the supermarket. So I hope nothing happened on aisle 31 though. That's a different school. But anyway, the Maisa. Yeah, but that's the Yisod of us. You have to realize that Kenyan bin Afshar, you can act cruel and say, okay, so act good, so what's up, Ben? I'll make it up tomorrow, but I'll be better. It's not so much to make up, it's the back corner Kenyan bin Afshar. Every time a person acts a little cruel, and that's why, so you say, okay, say, like, Kroger wants it every day, every moment, every night. The person wants it, you know, it's very frequent because we're with our wives a lot, we're spending a lot of time at home with the family, and you have to, you know, what's the word? Shlemus. Nameless. Work on your means, work on yourself, and realize, as Yaakov Inu said, it's much, much worse. It's much, much worse to hurt somebody else than you yourself to get hurt. Basically says it. Right. Oh. It's much, much worse to hurt somebody else. You have to worry about somebody else, how you're going to make it. Be cruel to somebody else, much worse. Why? Even B'makom Mitzvah, that's the word. Even B'makom Mitzvah, that was the Chizkiyah. That's what I'm trying to say. Why? Because even though B'makom Mitzvah, I was worried, because the king of Benashim, that's the day you're hurting yourself even more. You're hurting yourself even more. So you have a physical pain you have compared to a chesaron in your shleimus. Then you have to realize that's my tafki. My tafki is ruchni. And therefore, my shleimus is more important. And therefore, to hurt somebody else, when I go ahead and do it, my achzoris, or I go ahead and hurt somebody, and whatever, I do it, my to hurt somebody, at that moment, besides causing the pain, I'm also, in myself, I'm causing a tremendous concern in my me, and I'm staring, and I'm soiling my neshama. I'm soiling my midas type. The Mela, that's all the way going on Shan Yaakov, you know. He's coming to kill him. What's he worried? Calm down, Yaakov. The Teretz is, this is what we have to realize about it. Okay, it's a Madrega, but you have to realize we have it every single day, and we don't realize that. And that's why, at the end of the day, we can end up as unbelievable giving people. We go through a marriage, we go through a life, where it's always giving, and we're trying our best to do chesed, and to be good listeners, or we could be that cruel, a little bit cruel, and we're here, and be current the king of our stories. This is what we have to realize about it. Even Makom Mitzvah. You have to know that the Shabbos says you have to stay away from it if you don't need it, if you don't have to do it, because it can lead to a kingdom of Azaz, which is a midah grua b'yoyis. So Baruch Hu, shtem kol klal Yisrael, Mamas Ayin Tes, Klai says that our chesed is by Shonim Rachmonim. That's what means Amida is Rachmonim. You have to learn how to be that Amida verse is not cruel to care. And as Zohar Chaim ends up over there, come Racham Abim. A person can't be zeichet to Racham Eshmaim. A person begging a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't be zeichet to Racham Eshmaim when the person is not a Racham. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knows Mida can make Mida. Come Racham Abim, come Racham Eshmaim. If you have Racham, it's Racham. If you don't have Mida, Racham, you act. You can't be so. That's what had a special problem. That's the whole racham of Yicham. Hashem wants to have racham on us, but He can't. He had to give us after the ma'aser. We did a mitzvah. Hashem commanded us to wipe out the Irani Dacha. Go wipe them out. And you're doing a mitzvah. Hashem and they made a Hashem can show them mitzvahs. I don't. They didn't make a problem, but they went out. Ma'aser Hashem Shemayim. Kosh Bones to yeah ma'aser. Wow, Hashem gives us more to go racham them. No. Give a special bracha of racham and had to be chal on them, richam. But I can't have racham on them. We did your mitzvah, but you're achzarim. You killed out men, women, and children. We did it your command. We didn't ask for this, kill out these men, women, and children. They're our cousins. Too bad. I have to give you a special bracha of racham and shemayim. Unbelievable zarim. It's a tov pelad noy. Hashem has to give a special bracha of racham to give. What do you mean? I did your rotzon, Hashem. What do you have to give a special bracha of racham? I did the mitzvah of shemayim. Name. Because if a person is out, he's been a mice of killing out people, even if it's a mitzvah Hashem, he's a becoming out. So, you need a special bracha of racham, not a bracha of racham. Okay,